ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation, even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia, puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected, your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said, but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine, earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Maryland State Police are continuing their St. Patrick's Day patrols as festivities take place throughout the day. Troopers from all barracks and the State Police Impaired Driving Reduction Effort Team are focusing on impaired drivers, along with those who are aggressive, distracted, and speeding. State Police say those celebrating St. Patrick's Day with alcohol should arrange for a sober ride home, and anyone hosting an event should remember that they can be held liable if someone they served alcohol to is involved in an impaired driving crash. Towson University is among the institutions accused of violating Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights has opened investigations into 45 universities following a February letter telling them to end the use of racial preferences that have discriminated against students on the basis of race, including white and Asian students. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The old adage behind every great man is a great woman may not be politically correct these days, but it did come up yesterday in College Park. Maryland head coach Kevin Willard asked how quickly he can flush the loss against Michigan and look ahead to the NCAAs.
As my wife said, you got to be ready to be excited about the second season. And 5 o'clock hit, I let it go. I'm super excited now, and I'm excited about this team. I'm excited about going out west. Done it once before, so I'm excited to get back out there again.
Terps will try to keep up with the Antelopes of Grand Canyon University in Seattle. It's a 4-13 matchup on Friday at 4:35. Slowly but surely, opening day coming into view for the Orioles, now just 10 days away. And while the Birds have named Zach Eflin their day one starter, they have yet to name their fifth starter. Albert Suarez making his case yesterday with 5 innings of one-run ball against the Tigers. Birds win it 7-1. Meanwhile, shortstop Gunnar Henderson out since February 27th, still eyeing an opening day return.
Feeling good, progressing really well right now. Everything's feeling good. I take some ground balls today, swung a little bit more. So we're making strides in the right direction.
Should Gunnar not be available, it's likely that Jackson Holliday would slide over to short. Coming up in 30 minutes, could DeAndre Hopkins be the missing piece? And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
The rain moving out, cooler air showing up today. Will turn out partly cloudy. 58 this afternoon. Sunshine's back tomorrow. Temperatures warming up, 65. Wednesday, still dry, 70 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 46 degrees in Westminster, 54 in Easton, and 49 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all those that celebrate. And I think, doesn't everybody celebrate St. Patrick's Day? What would be your reason not to wear green? It's such an amazing color. Yes, of course, it's one of my favorite colors. But it is. It's also a very fun holiday. I saw lots of green this morning. Of course, lots of green here at WCBM. Absolutely love it. We're not going to take too much time here at the beginning of the show because we have our guest on the line. I want to make sure we get right into this because our delegate does not have a ton of time in the morning. As you can imagine, there's a lot going on in Annapolis. First and foremost, good morning, Delegate Brian Chisholm. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. It's great to be back on with you.
No, I appreciate your time, sir. Look, you guys had Crossover Saturday this weekend. If you could just fill the audience in on what that actually means. What is Crossover?
Well, technically, today is Crossover Day. So Saturday, we were here again until 7. We were here until about 10:30 on Friday. Today is the last day for the bills to be passed out of the House to go over to the Senate, and vice versa, for the Senate to pass their bills and send them over to the House. Because they have to pass both chambers, so it's a speed race to, you know, push the insane bills from one house to the other.
Okay, so we won't see any other bills pop up after today, is that correct?
You shouldn't. If you do, they have to go through rules, and typically that doesn't happen. The only thing that, this is the first time I've seen this happen since I've been here, is we are not going to pass the budget out of the House until after Crossover, and it's because they're trying to figure out the write-down, they're trying to figure out where they're really going to get revenue from, and they're trying to figure out what the federal government's going to do. I think they're hoping on, you know, a unicorn right now that all of a sudden this money is just going to show up. And unfortunately, we've put policies in place that have decreased revenue and run a lot of producers out of the state of Maryland.
Yeah, and that is unfortunate. We saw a lot of that unfold last week and the week prior. Of course, we saw where many business owners showed up there in Annapolis, especially noting that McCormick Spice showed up to talk about that if they push any harder on some of these taxes and fees, we might lose McCormick. Do you know whether or not, Delegate, you might not be able to answer this, whether or not the Senate is looking to really pass all of these taxes that could have that effect?
I don't know. I mean, originally I heard there's no way that this tax is going through.
Okay.
And then I've heard recently, well, there might be an appetite for it because they don't know what else to do. And if they do, I mean, how much more hostile can we really get towards businesses?
Yeah.
The businesses are the only ones that can save us out of this budget problem. You can't have the governor just continuing to hire new photographers and new staff and new state employees. Some state employees do great work. I understand that, but that's not the way out of this. That adds to the budget. It doesn't decrease the budget. The only way out is through true private sector growth, and we're doing the opposite right now. If they hit us with this business-to-business tax, which hits everybody except for lawyers for some reason,
yeah,
because, you know, they're lined up at food kitchens right now. They always seem to carve their favorite people out, but it will drive out a lot of good businesses if we put this tax into place. And ultimately, the consumer pays it, and we're losing consumers in droves as well out of the state.
Yeah, it really is a shame, Delegate. If you're just joining us, we're speaking to Delegate Brian Chisholm. It's a shame because many of us, you know, we the consumers, right? I'm not a business owner, but I'm feeling the taxes and the fees and the high energy costs myself. And I can only imagine what business owners are feeling because they're also paying more, including those high energy costs. I do want to ask you because, of course, we're seeing a lot of crazy bills, especially I noted the Second Look Act, in my view, is pretty crazy. But I wanted to ask you, are there any bills that came up over the weekend that we should be concerned about, in your opinion? Maybe the top three or five.
There seems to be a lot of reactionary bills coming out. There's one that I have an amendment on today that, you know, it seems like we are completely run by a climate cult down here that believes that the world's going to end in 5 years. And if we don't do drastic things right now, I put an amendment on last week to exempt the grocery stores, especially when we're talking about food deserts, from the BEPS, the building in performance standards, and they rejected that. And now today, I think we have on the floor a bill that wants every political donation that's given by a fossil fuel company to be put on a website to show, and then where the money is going, who's it going to, and that's all fine and dandy, but I'm going to do the same thing and ask, where's all the money in power money going, and where's all the regional greenhouse gas initiatives?
Right.
So their boogeyman stays the same. It's fossil fuels. Well, I hate to tell them this, but you can't, without crude oil, we can't produce anything, not a solar farm, not a windmill, anything. All of it needs crude oil. So if you want to keep demonizing fossil fuels, that's fine. But we're all going to continue to pay skyrocketing energy prices. And there's not a single real solution that's been brought to the floor yet by the Democrats.
Wow. Wow. And so this is so disheartening, Delegate. I mean, many of us are watching this. And first and foremost, thank you to you and your, you know, all the Republicans there in Annapolis doing the best you can to keep this at bay. And we do appreciate it. We see how hard you're working. But it's so hard because you are in the minority there. Real quick on the Second Look Act, was there, I saw that some Democrats didn't agree. If you could explain that real quick, that bill to us, and then also let us know where you believe that currently stands.
Yeah, so what we spent probably 3 hours on the floor on Saturday offering amendments from the Republican side. Everything from, look, you're not going to be eligible for this second look if you killed a child 6 years or younger. That was rejected. You're not going to be able to be eligible if you killed your spouse, so domestic abuse. That was denied. You're not going to be eligible if you kill a pregnant woman. That was denied. You're not going to be eligible if you're convicted of a hate crime. It's supposed to be the most heinous. They said, no, all of our amendments were rejected. They just want a pure second look. They feel like if you committed one of these crimes before you were 25, you deserve a second look. My biggest problem with this, there were some heart-wrenching stories, and it's horrible. And one of the worst parts about the whole idea is you are now going to make all of these families that have lost a child, have lost a loved one, lost a pregnant wife, go through the whole litigation again because there's going to be a hearing and they have to relive it again and again. You'll never get over those losses, and now we're going to subject them to the same torture again. I think it's horrible. I'll tell you what happened on Saturday. So in the chamber, you're supposed to vote if you're on the floor. I've never seen that many Democrats off the floor in my entire life. I mean, it was upwards of 20, 25, 30 people that decided they just didn't want to vote on these amendments because they don't want to be held accountable for saying, I'm okay with people killing a six-year-old child or raping a six-year-old child, molesting a six-year-old child. They don't want to be putting their name on those votes, so they go hide in the back.
Wow. Well,
that's unfortunate.
And what is the status right now of the Second Look Act?
I've been told that they're not going to pass it on the other side of the street. But
okay.
Once again, I've never been surprised in the last 7 years down here what I'm told and what actually happens. Oftentimes are two different things. I hope it doesn't. I believe in redemption. But we're talking about some of the most heinous crimes, and you can be redeemed in jail too. I just think it's an unnecessary, torturous evil to put upon these families that have already lived through enough hell to make them go through it again in 20 years. I mean, I'm getting older every year, and 20 years doesn't seem like a very long time to me anymore. And, you know, things are certainly fresh in your mind 20 years later.
Yeah, Delegate Brian Chisholm, before I get into what to expect at the rally on, I believe that is Wednesday evening, I wanted to ask you, because I have a text here, the texter asks, can you ask the delegate why, knowing they are facing a $3 billion deficit, the Board of Public Works has approved $8.7 million to buy a Garrett County resort? Do you have any information on that one?
I don't. I have heard that. I don't want to answer incorrectly, but
okay.
In theory, in concept, I agree with them. Why are we spending more money? And it just goes to the tone deaf that we see down here. It is amazing to me. It's almost as if we live in this bubble and there's nothing outside of this Annapolis little house. They don't seem to interact with the public. The public has every right to be upset about every single dime we are spending right now. And rather than trying to cut anything or freeze anything, we've decided we're just going to keep doubling down and keep spending money and keep growing government and running the private sector out of here. It's just insanity. And I don't know if they just don't have the courage to say, no, enough is enough, or if they feel like they're being browbeat into a corner and they have to keep spending things on, you know, things such as in Garrett County. I don't know a lot of details about it. I did hear about it. I'm sure that one of the Garrett County delegates could probably answer it much better.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much on that one, Delegate Brian Chisholm. And I know there's a huge rally coming up on Wednesday evening. What's all that about? I mean, I'm sure there are many people in the audience that would love to attend.
Yeah, so we're going to be having it in at Lawyers Mall on Wednesday. I believe it starts at 6. You might want to get there early. We've had a lot of the Freedom Caucus decided as our group, our group of seven, that, you know, we want the people's voices to be heard. It's great that everybody showed up for the business-to-business tax, but as you know, it's very difficult. It's a very logistical process in which you have to sign up in order to even get a chance to testify. This is our opportunity to let the public come out and voice their thoughts and their frustrations on where Maryland is right now, especially when it comes to them putting food on their table and the amount of money they're paying in taxes year over year and how they do nothing but continue to increase. So we just wanted to have a showing of from the public, obviously coordinated by the Maryland Freedom Caucus, of which I'm a member, and have people come out and from both sides of the aisle. I don't care, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter to us. We just want to hear your voice. If you feel like you're being taxed too much and this is unsustainable, please come on down and join us, and we'd love to hear from everybody.
And again, that is March 19th. That is on Wednesday, and it's on Lawyers Mall. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Lawyers Mall, and like you said, get there early. A lot of people are going to be showing up, I'm sure, around 5:30, 6 p.m. And believe it or not, a little note there, I'm actually going to be in attendance in the rally. And hopefully I'll be able to say a few words as well, talking to Delegate Kathy Shalega about that. Delegate Brian Chisholm, as always, thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else you want us to know before you head back to work there in Annapolis?
No, pray for us. That's all. Hey, pray for us all.
Yes, we are praying for you, and thank you so much for continuing the fight. We do appreciate you.
Excellent. Thank you, you too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Again, that was Delegate Brian Chisholm. We will react to some of what we heard from the delegate. If you want to call in, you can. 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. Right now, of course, it is Monday morning, so we're going to shoot on over to Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management for today's Morning Market Flash. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Happy St. Patrick's Day. How are you?
Same to you. Doing well. Hopefully you got good news for us, or a little bit of good news.
You always say that, and I get nervous, right? Because sometimes things are doing well pre-market, Kim. Other times things aren't so hot. The last couple weeks, as I said, your listeners don't want to hear from me throughout the week just because I didn't have the best report to give each and every morning. We're trying to get a little bit better, as we talked about on Friday morning. We did have a bounce in the markets, which is great. Markets are somewhat flat here this morning. I think overall, the S&P 500 and the Dow and NASDAQ are all trying to continue, Kim, to put together some type of a comeback from this recent correction or pullback we've had the last couple of weeks. Some of the data here this morning, retail sales increased about 0.2% for the month of February last month, although spending is up less than expected overall. That being said, Kim, right now, Dow Jones Industrial Futures are down about 0.16%, off about 67 points. S&P 500 futures, Kim, about flat, maybe down a half a percent, or excuse me, not a half a percent, but about a half a point, less than a point. And NASDAQ futures, the technology-led index, up about 23 points, about a 0.1% gain. But what's happening here this morning, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent obviously said that the White House is trying to head off a guaranteed financial crisis if they don't get things in order. And he also mentioned that there's no guarantees that there will not be a U.S. recession. So, you know, that sparked obviously some concern for the overall markets. You know, in general, last week, of course, we had that risk-off sentiment, really with the major focus on some of these concerns over the volatile tariff headlines. When we look at the markets last week, of course, S&P 500 dipping into correction territory last Thursday, falling more than 10% below its February 19th high last month, Kim. So we're trying to bounce back from that overall. I mean, we had some big technology stocks that were, in fact, kind of dragging down the market. Several stocks, though, rebounded last week. Netflix was up about 3% last week. Nvidia also finishing in the green, up about 7.9% overall. Some of the news, interestingly enough, here today, surprisingly, I mentioned the retail sales numbers, but closing for good, Forever 21. Don't know if you ever shopped there or yet or have shopped there in the past, Kim, but
yeah.
A millennial mall favorite is set to permanently close their stores, all of its U.S. stores. So that's kind of big news here for this morning in the retail sector. But it's, as I said, you know, the retail February retail sales report out here today, trying to breathe a little sigh of relief that the figures weren't as worse or as off as they were expected to be. But finishing off, again, from the market last week, heading into correction territory, markets bouncing back 2% on Friday. We'll see what's in store for the remainder here of today. Obviously, the market hasn't opened yet, Kim. So we'll wait and see, and I'll give you another report this Wednesday morning. Have a great St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you, Tim. You too.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active as you age? It's time to try Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every day. Right now, WCBM listeners can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, to speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or visit res-q.com and enter the code MYENERGY at checkout. Don't miss out. This exclusive deal won't last long. Go to res-q.com now and use the code MYENERGY. That's MYENERGY to grab Rescue Orasine with buy one, get one free savings. Stay energized. Stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, happy St. Patrick's Day. As you heard there from Tim Hurd with RBC Wealth Management, the morning market flash, there's still a lot going on with the market. I was surprised to learn that Forever 21 is closing its stores, but you know what? I guess it's not shocking because there are a lot of online stores now, whether it's Sheen.
My name's Danny Manoff, and
They are selling these clothes for a lot cheaper even than Forever 21, which is, you know, in my view, pretty affordable. You know, I'm no longer in the Forever 21 crowd. I'm more like Forever 31, you know what I mean? I haven't been in Forever 21 a little bit. I'm a little older there. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, well, okay. Brian, the producer, Forever 41. You know what, Brian? We don't need that kind of negativity on such a great day like St. Patrick's Day. Also, shout out to Susan. It's not only St. Patrick's Day, it's also her birthday. Happy birthday, Susan. And Marty, thank you for sending over that text for the delegate. I will reach out and see who I can find in Garrett County to get some more answers there. But, you know, we were talking to Delegate Brian Chisholm at the start of the show. And as he noted, today is the last day of crossover. So I guess they call it Crossover Saturday, Crossover Monday, but today's an official crossover day, I guess is how they describe this. I'm trying to keep up. Well, anyways, you're not supposed to, even though we heard there from the delegate, you're not supposed to introduce bills after today in the House. But then as he noted, it could possibly happen. So it's very strange. It's like they've got rules, but not really. You know what I mean? It's like a teenager listening to mom. It's like, you know, yeah, I heard mom, but you know, if something comes up and there's a party I want to sneak out of the house to go to, then you know, I might go. You know, it's kind of like that in Annapolis, and it's like that, I think, mainly because there's never that changeover, right? You've got this Democrat supermajority that never changes. So Democrats basically do whatever the heck they want, right? Even like a three-day work week. They don't care. They do whatever they please in Annapolis. And, you know, that's one of the huge issues that I have, especially with the Democrat mob rule in the state, and of course, even in the Baltimore region, is that they can get away with anything, including corruption, right? I mean, how many times have we asked where some of the money has went from the federal level, from the state level, from the casinos, from the toll roads, from the cannabis, right? It's like, no, you know, but if there was a changeover, like you saw, like in the state of Virginia, right? Every once in a while, they do have a changeover. Republicans will take over the House or the Senate and you know, vice versa. But here in Maryland, we don't have that changeover. So there's no one really being held accountable for all the nonsense that we see. But I did want to get to him or get further from him, and we did, when it comes to the Second Look Act. And we're going to get into that in detail in the 11 o'clock hour. It is important because, as he noted, many of the Democrats knew that the Second Look Act was ridiculous, okay? To want someone to be out of prison after murdering someone that was pregnant or murdering a child or murdering someone, you know, just anyone, you know, giving them a second look because they were of a certain age when they actually committed the murder. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So there were many Democrats on Saturday that just decided not to be on the floor when they were going over the amendments. You know, everybody was like the bathroom hall pass at that point because they knew that it was ridiculous and they knew that their constituents would be like, what are you talking about? A second look. A second look at a murderer? A murderer that was 20 years old at the time? Really? Ridiculous. But this is what we see in Annapolis. So if you want to weigh in on any of those bills, you know, that they've introduced here in the past few days, please do. It's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Speaking of bills, when we come back, I do want to just mention the Senate passed a reparations commission bill where they're going to study the idea of reparations. I've got a lot to say on this matter. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. And then also the FBI headquarters, should it stay or remain on its way to Maryland? We'll discuss.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. More than 235 suspected members of an ultra-violent Venezuelan gang have been deported by the Trump administration, sent to a maximum security prison in El Salvador despite a federal judge's order against their deportation. Ending the war in Ukraine is the agenda, as President Trump will have talks tomorrow with Russia President Vladimir Putin. Once a staple of shortwave broadcasting, shifting to a more online presence in recent years, the Trump administration has silenced the voice of America, at least for now. A weekend of volatile weather across the Midwest and the South. More than 3 dozen deaths reported, hundreds of homes and businesses destroyed. Fierce winds in the forecast today along the East Coast, torrential rains, possibly flooding rains in store for parts of the Northeast, according to forecasters. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacincaptad Captain Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
visit izervay.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A somewhat surprising move by the Ravens over the weekend, upgrading at the backup quarterback position. The team signing Cooper Rush to a two-year, $6.2 million deal. The 31-year-old has appeared in 38 games with 14 starts since he joined the Cowboys as an undrafted rookie in 2017. Meanwhile, newly acquired receiver DeAndre Hopkins met the media Friday and was asked what need he fills for Baltimore.
I would say, you know, how I'm able to get open. You know, I've never been a 4-3 or 4-4 guy, but I'm able to make plays on the ball and get open and, you know, contested catches.
Sorely needed and not really seen here since the Super Bowl days of Anquan Boldin. On the ice, Caps begin a 3-game homestand tomorrow night against the Red Wings. Saturday night, the Grade 8 chase continued in San Jose.
Ovechkin on the intercept with Dubois. Back to the point, Barabari, deflection shot. He scores! A tip-in for the Grade 8. The chase continues.
Great call by Joe B. as usual on Monumental. Caps tame the Sharks 5-1. Ovi's goal count now stands at 887, just 8 away. Coming up at 30 minutes, just who are the Grand Canyon Antelopes? And that is Stein on Sports.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The rain moving out, cooler air showing up today. Will turn out partly cloudy, 58 this afternoon. Sunshine's back tomorrow, temperatures warming up, 65. Wednesday, still dry, 70 the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100. When silence is not golden.
Vacation starts with VA. One thing you'll love about your trip to Virginia is that you'll never have to settle for one thing. All that you love is all in one trip. Start yours at virginia.org.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather. And the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years. On the web at maflaw.com.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Are you wearing green today? You know what? My daughter Olivia is wearing green. I purchased her a St. Patrick's Day shirt because she had a tag day at her school. You know, usually they're in uniform. And of course, she gets up this morning and she goes, Mommy, I love the shirt you got me. But I just, so of course it's like, okay, Olivia, what do you want to wear? And of course, she wore her Jalen Hurts Eagles jersey this morning. That is green, so technically it works. But that's where we are now. She's 8 years old, and she no longer wants to wear the four-leaf clover shirt that mommy got from Target, okay? Now it's all about Jalen Hurts, and I've noticed that she loves to wear jerseys a lot more these days. And a lot of that is also because she has older brothers. But, you know, we did both wear green coming out of the house this morning. I got my green dress on. I'm looking at Brian, the producer, right now through the studio glass. I don't quite see green from where I'm sitting, but I'm sure he's with all those that celebrate in spirit. When we started the show, we were talking to Delegate Brian Chisholm about some of the crazy bills that we're seeing coming out of the House of Delegates, and not only the House of Delegates, but also the State Senate. I did say if you wanted to weigh in, you could. Looks like I've got Tom and Owings Mills. Tom, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, I've made this analogy before, but 200 years ago in the early 19th century, many state laws allowed a young woman and man of 14 years of age with their parents' permission to get married. They would have to have some independent income, managing a farm or a shop, which they would more or less be expected to do on their own. And as lifespans were shorter, they would start to have children quickly. So by their middle adolescence, they had little ones. Now, if they could do all that, it's hard to believe that the human cerebral cortex has devolved to half its capacity. So now you have to be almost like 28, almost double that age before you're considered a responsible moral agent. So something is wrong here. I think young people will do what's expected of them. When I was in West Africa, in that country, according to social media that you call the old country, I saw two 18-year-old girls running a dress shop by themselves. I saw someone younger than Olivia make a bus transfer across a city the size of Baltimore. I saw an 8-year-old maintaining by himself a souvenir stand. If you expect people to grow up quickly, they will. If, like many millennials, you never expect them to grow up, they never will.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Tom, I agree with that 100%. And I, you know what, believe it or not, I was telling my daughter the other day, when I was her age, I had the responsibility of getting myself and my younger brother, who's 2 years younger than me, to school in New York every day. We went to school 80, so we had to walk a couple blocks to school, then walk home. I would have to drop him off at preschool, all that stuff. Nowadays, I don't even trust her to cross the street, you know? So a lot of this does fall on the parents.
When I was 11 years old, I was babysitting my two younger brothers and sister if my parents weren't going a long way.
Yeah.
We didn't even bother to get a babysitter, when I was 11.
Right, right. And that's how many kids were. Tom, thank you so much. You got a lot of great points there. I appreciate you. Thank you. Yeah, no, some of it's my fault. And I told her she's getting more responsibilities. And some people think I'm a little tough on her because she's only 8. But I tell you what, it's like Tom said, if you expect more, right, you raise the expectations and they do more, and they'll do more early on. They'll take the initiative. They'll, handle their responsibilities. I said, I'm so proud of her right now. She's got all her grades up. I think I told you guys last week, she's finally going to Disney World. She earned it. We're going. But at the same time, it is on me because I haven't pushed her more at 8 years old. And some of this is, of course, we're now in a split household, and I know there's things that took a toll on it. And even when running for office, and believe it or not, I do want to get into this coming up at 11 o'clock hour. There was a story, or a video, I should say, of Ivanka Trump talking about what it's like to be in politics and a full-time parent, because it's not easy at all. And I know for those that go into politics, especially those that go on the Hill or even in Annapolis, and you're going knowing that you're going to get pregnant or, already with child, in my mind, you take this on because you have decided that you can do whatever it takes to still hold that responsibility to those that you represent. And this is why I got on that woman from Colorado that wanted, maternity leave on Capitol Hill as soon as the session started because she had just given birth. It's like, well, no. Absolutely not. You ran for office, right? The baby didn't just pop up on you. You've been holding that thing for about 9 to 10 months. So you ran for office knowing that you were going to give birth at this time and knowing that you would have to go back and forth to Colorado and D.C. While your baby was brand new. You did that knowingly. And so I don't have any sympathy for individuals that do that knowingly. You decided at that point in time, when you ran, that you were going to handle your responsibilities and you were going to be there to, you know, vote on behalf of your constituents. And so, you know, that's kind of how I feel about all of this. But Tom is correct. And, you know, we're talking about the Second Looked Act. We're talking about not holding juveniles accountable. That's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. This falls on the juveniles. It is their responsibility to know not to murder someone. I don't think we're asking much when we're asking them not to murder somebody. Also, a quick note here. If you haven't heard, Charlie Kirk is now joining the lineup here on WCBM. And if you go to WCBM.com, you can actually see a statement from the WCBM program director, Sean Casey, on programming changes. He will be on weekdays 7 to 10 p.m. So that's really fun. A lot of people love Charlie Kirk. He was just on Gavin Newsom's podcast. That went viral. He goes viral a lot. So Charlie Kirk, welcome to WCBM. Also really great. I did want to get into, before I get into the, you know, the Governor Moore and whether or not he should fight harder for the FBI headquarters. Well, you know what? Real quick, that is the question of the day. If you go to WCBM.com, you're going to check out what's going on with Charlie Kirk. Not only that, but I want you to answer the poll question of the day if you can. And that is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should Governor Wes Moore fight harder to keep the FBI headquarters in Maryland? Some of you have already started weighing in, which I absolutely love. But again, should Governor Wes Moore fight harder to keep the FBI headquarters in Maryland? And that's going to be our next topic here coming up. But as I noted, I wanted to just quickly talk about this reparations commission. Okay? I was so disappointed. So disappointed to see the Senate, which I thought, honestly, the Senate in Annapolis, I thought they were a bit more conservative. I thought they were a bit more logical, got a little more common sense in the House of Delegates. This is something that I would have saw from the House, and I thought, you know what? This is the House. There's a lot of goofy people in there. But, you know, the Senate, I did not think that this was a thing. Well, just in case you didn't hear, the Senate passed the Reparations Commission. So what that means is they're going to study whether or not they should be able to give reparations to African Americans in the state of Maryland. I can't stress enough. I can't stress enough how ridiculously annoying this topic has been on so many levels for me as a black woman. I can't stress it enough. This is not, okay, first of all, this has been studied a million times. It's been studied on Capitol Hill. It was studied in California. We saw the study in Minnesota. We saw the study in Michigan. We're seeing the study now here in Maryland, apparently. This has been studied a million times, okay? A million times. We can't do reparations. A state facing a $3 billion deficit definitely can't do reparations. Also, mind you, how do you even know who will receive reparations? And where will the reparations come from? Where will it come from? The 3% of white people that actually can be tied to slavery in this country? Is that where you plan to get these reparation checks? Or do you plan to get it from the government? And in the state government, we got a what? A $3 billion deficit. So you can't get it there. And then the federal government, they don't want to play ball with you here in Maryland. So why on earth, to all of my senators that voted for a reparations commission in Annapolis, why on earth would you pass such a bill? Is it just for the virtue signaling? Is that what we're doing today? Here in 2025? I thought we left all that behind. Democrats, didn't you see the virtue signaling did not work for you in the last election cycle? Did you not notice? You had Kamala Harris, you had Biden, you had all these individuals, even Wes Moore, remember he was going state to state with all the fear-mongering, all the lies. Oh, Trump's a Nazi, he's a threat to democracy. It didn't work out for you. He won the popular vote in all seven swing states. I need you to go back to the drawing board and come up with a better plan. Because this one is stupid. And now it's going to cost us more money. Because this reparations commission, mind you, to all my fellow Marylanders, it is going to come with a price tag. They're not just going to put a commission together and say, oh, why don't you volunteer your time to study reparations? No, that's not what's going to happen here. Because every time they do a study, it comes with a price tag. Those on the commission, for some reason, they end up usually getting paid. If they don't get paid, think about how they're getting this data and their research. They're going to have to pay to get it. They're going to have to pay some experts to come in and explain all this to the commission, as they've done in so many other blue states across the country. Dear senators in Annapolis that voted for the Reparations Commission. You disgust me. The Legislative Black Caucus, this is what you came up with. You've got how many predominantly black schools in Maryland where you got kids that can't read, write, or do basic math, and you're talking about reparations. Think about this, please. You've got juveniles out of control. Many of them, I noted, the Baltimore Sun put out a story over the weekend, many of them are homeless. I'm disgusted. We can't be friends. We can't be friends. I was willing to honestly be very nice this year. I really was. I was trying hard. Brian, the producer, how nice have I been? I've been trying real hard. This is ridiculous. It's despicable. You should be embarrassed, ashamed. A reparations commission facing a $3 billion deficit in the state? Pathetic. We got kids graduating out of schools in Baltimore City, mind you, which should be the gem of Maryland, if you're asking me. That can't even do basic math. You got corner boys on the side of the streets that can't even count up the money as they're selling drugs to their neighbors. And oh, mind you, these are the same people that are voting against fentanyl flowing in the streets. I've never been so disgusted. I'm sorry to go on that rant there, ladies and gentlemen, but I had to address it. I had to address it. So if this is because you want a virtual signal to your voters, to your constituents, guess what? Your voters, your constituents, they're paying high energy bills just like everybody else. They noted, they have noted time and time again that Governor Westmore and you fools in Annapolis have been adding taxes and fees to everything, even food deliveries. And you're talking about a reparations commission with the inflation, with everything that's going on in the economy. I got a text here from Joe. Good morning, Joe. Joe, you know, he pays a lot of attention to the stock market because that's what's most important to him. He said consumer sentiment is down 27% from a year ago under the horrible Biden economy. We will likely experience a recession this year. Joe, I don't see it coming, but guess what? We'll continue to talk to Tim Herb about that. I'm not going to dismiss it. But think about all these things that are happening around us, right? We finally get the price of eggs down. You see, no Democrats are talking about that. The gas prices have been going down steadily. That's good news. But you've got senators in Annapolis voting for a reparations commission. You know what, senators? I hope it comes out of your paycheck. I hope you pay those reparations. How stupid. I'm so sick of this conversation. You know darn well. You know darn well that will never happen in any capacity. You know darn well there's 3%. 3% because I had to be on Fox News with Martha McCullum and talk about how only 3% of white Americans in the United States today can actually be traced back to slavery. 3%! You want that 3% to pay what? The study has been done a million times. Look it up. I'll send it to you personally. I'll email it to you. You know what? Maybe when I'm in Annapolis on Wednesday, I'll bring it to the stage and I'll talk about it. Will that make it easier for you? Because obviously many of you don't want to read. And then it begs the question, are those in the Senate in Annapolis, those in the Baltimore region, can you read or write? I now wonder. You know, we're looking at the test scores today from the schools in Maryland. Who do we have in Annapolis? Are they capable? Could you read a study about a reparations commission? I don't know. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. But no, senators voted for the reparation commissions, we will never be friends. And you are on my list. And so you better vote with an ounce of respect for your constituents moving forward. Because if you don't, we're going to have to call you out by name. We're going to have to make this very uncomfortable for you. Okay? Because I was being very nice. And I continued to say, look, the Democrats in Annapolis, they're moderates. They seem like they have their heads on straight. I was giving many of you compliments, right? Senator Bill Ferguson gave you compliments. Senator Carl Jackson gave you compliments. Their names were on the list to vote for the Reparations Commission. How foolish. If you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. Like I said, this has been studied a million times. Just go to Google. Type in reparations. Can it be done in the U.S.? Just go to Google. You don't need a commission. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Hey, you exhausted every day. Maybe you have the 3 p.m. crash or struggling with memory issues, having a hard time focusing. You have to stop and pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. I never run out of energy, and I'm fully focused. Strong Cell, it's a revolutionary supplement that has truly changed my life. I use it every single day. It gives you natural energy, helps me stay focused all day long, and just makes me feel better overall. Whether you're a working mom or dad or homeschooling your kids or some of our loyal men and women behind the wheel across the country, try Strong Cell. It'll change your life. Linda uses it as well.
I use it every single day. I have my kids using it, my parents using it, my in-laws using it, my friends using it, and I am telling you, it is immediate. Is one of the only ways you can get NADH on the market, and it works.
Go to HannityStrong.com. Use the promo code Hannity. You get a special 20% off any order. Once again, HannityStrong.com. And Strong Cell believes in their products so much, you get a 60-day no-risk policy. Invest in your health. I did it. It changed my life.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855 the number 4 free LED. Call now, 855, the number 4, free LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years in offensive lineman, battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater DC and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Attention hunters, outdoor enthusiasts, and sportsmen. The Sassafras River Ducks Unlimited and Galenia Volunteer Fire Company present the third annual Sportsman's Bash. Saturday, April 12th at 90 East Cross Street, Galenia, Maryland. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. with 28 prizes on the main ticket, 50-50 cash prizes, assorted gun raffle tables, and more. Enjoy raw oysters, pit beef, mac and cheese, plus cold draft beer and a cash bar. Tickets to attend are just $65. Raffle-only tickets, just $35. Both types of tickets also get you a one-year membership to Ducks Unlimited. You don't have to be present to win. Get your tickets now. www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. That's www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. See you there.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're going to get into the FBI headquarters coming up here shortly. If you missed it, President Trump says, it's not going to Maryland, and Governor Wes Moore is dumbfounded by it all. We'll get into that in just a second. We were just talking about reparations because the Senate in Maryland did vote for a reparations commission. This has been studied about a million to close to a billion times already. Craig in the text line, Craig in Harford County says, Kim, do you not see that every few years politicians need to let black people know that they are thinking of them? You know, I guess that's what it is, Craig. That's what it's about. I got Joe in Baltimore. Joe, you wanted to weigh in?
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, it comes
it feels good to be thought about every now and then. I'm sure great.
This is how you want them to think about you, Joe?
Sometimes people think about me in bad ways, but this way I don't really mind.
So you,
but you know, Cam,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just listening to what you're saying, and it sounds like you just don't agree that it's possible, but you do agree that they are old.
No, here's what I agree with, Joe. I agree that it is, number one, not possible, and this study has been done a million times. So they passed a bill to make sure that we have a reparations commission to study it. The study's already been done. The information is already out there by experts and many of those that have been studying this for, 20 to 30 years. The reason not a single state or anyone else has done reparations is because it's impossible.
So to implement would be very complex. I would agree with you. But I would say it's older. Let me just give you a short example. And then we come up against a break, but this is important to me. The GI Bill that was guaranteed to veterans of war, that's people like my ancestor participated in, and was guaranteed. The United States decided that they were going to pass that responsibility off to the state to decide who gets the GI Bill, which, you could buy a home, you could go further your education, or you could start a business. The states, of course, during that time were run by very racist people who decided that, hey, the black people who fought in this war don't deserve that money. So therefore, they didn't have the opportunity to build wealth through a business, to further their education, or to buy a home, to therefore pass down to their further generations what could have directly benefited me. So now instead of trying to build the legacy for myself, I could have built off the one that was
my ancestors. So you're assuming that your ancestors would have passed that wealth down to you. That's what you're assuming.
Absolutely.
Okay. 100%. Well, Joe, you're right. We are coming up against a break, but, please stay tuned if you can. I know you're on your way to work, but I will answer coming up next. Thank you so much for calling in. If anybody wants to chime in on reparations, you can, because we're about to get into this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional